In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord is again presenting to his apostles the fact that he must depart from them. He was sent by God, and now he must return to his place in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. He is the Son of God. He came as an ambassador to this earth to recall us back to our heavenly kingdom. He paid the price for our sins. He redeemed us. But more importantly, Christ has come and he has made us likewise children of God. We are adopted sons and daughters of God. And Christ has come, he has given us the example, the prototype. This is the model which we must follow after. This is our ideal, the life of Christ. God has come, he has become man, he has become one of us, and he has showed us how we must live, how we must die, what we must do with our time while we have it here on earth. In essence, he has appointed each and every one of us as his ambassador. He has returned to heaven, and now we are left here behind to become his ambassadors, to spread the word of God throughout the world. And we seldom stop to think of the responsibility that has been placed upon us. The dignity that we have as ambassadors of God. Do you know what an ambassador is, Addie? No? An ambassador is someone who represents his country. He represents the king, or the country, the government, in foreign nations. The United States has an ambassador that we send to France. And in France, all that happens pertaining to the United States, the ambassador represents us. He speaks on behalf of the United States. And he goes to the French courts in the French laws and all the celebrations and anything that goes on in France that has to deal with the U.S., it goes through the U.S. ambassador. And not only do we have one in France, we have them in Germany, we have them all over the world. And likewise, these countries all have ambassadors in the United States. And the French ambassador in the United States represents his country, France. And these ambassadors are given great privileges. They are shown the utmost respect, because they represent the country from which they came from. They are granted great privileges. An ambassador is not subject to the local laws. If an ambassador gets into trouble with the law, he's generally just sent back to his country of origin. And the country will say, well, you can't be our ambassador anymore. You can't observe the laws. The country will not accept you anymore. But he cannot be taken to court. He's not tried. He's not imprisoned. He's just sent away. He's granted this great privilege out of respect for the country that he represents. And we as Catholics, we represent Christ. And we have been given great privileges. If you follow along the Old Testament, you'll see that there were many laws, many rules, many regulations. But the Christian is exempted from all of these laws, all of these scrupulous rules and regulations that were demanded in the Old Testament. A Christian who is now an ambassador of Christ, an ambassador of heaven, he's exempt from those laws. And to the Christian, to one who really loves God, we are told there is no law. God has no law for those who love him. And already I see Miss Addie's eyes are looking up. She says, but there's 10 commandments. We have laws. We have laws and rules of the church. What do you mean we have no laws? For those who love, there is no law, because those who love will not break the law. St. Augustine prays to God. He says, Lord, let me love you, and then I'll do whatever I want. If you love someone, what is it that you want to do for them? What is it that you want? You want to please them. You don't need a law. You don't need a rule. You don't need a regulation. If we truly love God, we already keep the Ten Commandments. We don't have to memorize them. We don't have to have them all spelled out for us. We are eager to do that which pleases the one that we love. And so to the true Christian, we are exempt from the law. We are above the law because we love God. This is our privilege as Christ ambassador, to be freed from the law. We are not subject to being persecuted or tried under the law anymore, because we represent this heavenly kingdom. Ambassadors are generally given a distinctive garment so that everyone knows who they are. We too have been given a very distinctive garment that separates us from everyone else in the world. When we were baptized, our souls were marked with an indelible mark. We have been changed. We have been transformed. And though we may tarnish this indelible mark by sin and even mortal sin, this garment, this indelible mark on our soul will never be washed away. We will have this mark as a baptized member of Christ, even if we are condemned to hell for all of eternity. We have this special garment which separates us, just as the ambassador has his special garment. These are some of the privileges that ambassadors enjoy. They're not subject to the local taxes. Everyone in the foreign country who has a problem comes to them, and they intercede on their behalf in this foreign country, because they carry with them the whole power of the nation that they represent. So it is with the Christian. We have the authority, we have the full power of Christ to help our fellow man. When our fellow man is in trouble, all we have to do is ask God, and He will come to their aid. He says, He has promised to us, ask anything in My name and it will be given to you. If an ambassador has a problem with someone, some situation, all he has to do is call up his country and say, look, I'm having a problem, and immediately he will receive some kind of aid, some kind of help, some kind of intercession. Every Catholic has that opportunity. We don't have to pick up a phone. We don't have to write a letter. We can speak immediately with God. He will listen to us because we have loved Him. He will hear our prayers. These are privileges that ambassadors have in this world, and they are privileges that every Catholic has in this world. But as you will soon learn, every privilege has an obligation. An ambassador isn't just sent to a foreign country and set free. Do whatever you want, act however you want. He's expected to maintain a certain dignity, a certain presence, certain mannerisms. He is supposed to present his country in the most favorable light in everything that he says, everything that he does, in every action that he performs. He is representing his country, and he must do it to the utmost perfection. And so it is with Catholics. We're not just set free in this world to go and do whatever you want. I have heard Bishop Lewis tell of his time dealing with the military. And he says very often that he was ashamed to admit that he was an American, the way these soldiers acted in foreign countries. These young men would get away from their family, their friends, their neighbors, the people that knew them, and they would be out in a foreign country and they would think, well, nobody knows me here. And he said they would act most scandalously. He said they were an embarrassment to the country. And I've seen that with young people who go off to college. On college campuses, they go there and no one knows them, so now they can act any way they please. And they go wild. And they lose all sense of decency, all sense of respect, all sense of right order. They have been set loose. They have forgotten both the soldier in the foreign country and the student who goes off to college, they have forgotten that they are ambassadors, that they represent something, not just themselves. The American soldier in a foreign country is representing his country. Foreign nations judge us by the way our soldiers, our military, act. They see that a soldier is a drunken buffoon. They think that every American now is a drunken buffoon. The young man or young woman who goes off to college and acts like a drunken buffoon, acts like a fool, acts like an idiot, everyone there thinks, well, everybody in that place where he came from must be that way. That's the way it is. And they have no shame, they have no self-respect, because they have forgotten who they are. They have forgotten what they represent. And tragically, many Catholics are guilty of exactly the same thing. We have forgotten where we have come from. We memorized it in our catechism in the first pages. Who am I? What am I? Where did I come from? We have forgot that we are creatures of God. We are His creation. We are made in His image and likeness. We have been given an immortal soul. We are ambassadors of Christ. I say we have forgotten this because if we did not forget it, we could not sin. We have forgotten the fact that we are Christ's ambassadors. And we present ourselves to the world as drunken buffoons, as idiots. And then in our more sober moments, we step back and we say, why does everyone look down upon the church? Why does everyone mock the faith? Why is it such a ridiculous thing to believe in Christ? Why is the church persecuted? It's because Christ's ambassadors, we Catholics, have not stood up and been good ambassadors. We have not been doing our job. When the ambassador hears anything against his country, he immediately rushes to the defense of his country. He corrects all those rumors, all those lies and detractions. He has to set the record straight. When something comes out in the paper against his country, he immediately writes a rebuttal. He is constantly on the defense. He is constantly promoting the honor, the reputation, the glory of his country. And what have Catholics done? What have we as ambassadors of Christ done? Someone says something about Christ. Someone uses our Lord's name in vain. And where are the ambassadors of Christ? What are they saying? What are they doing? Where is that Catholic ambassador who says, "You are insulting my country. You are insulting my God. And I will not stand for it"? Where are they? They have forgotten why they are here. They have forgotten their obligations. They want to mix with the people. They want to take off that distinctive garment, so no one will know that they are ambassadors. They want to mix with the common people. They want to roam in the drunken bars and roll around the street with the other drunks and bums. They have renounced their dignity. They have renounced their rights. They have renounced their privileges. And any worldly ambassador who does these things is quickly deposed. And the same will happen to us at the end of our lives if we do not fulfill our obligations as ambassadors. We are called upon to live this holy, this virtuous life, to be the example, the representative of Christ, to be this representative of heaven, to live as virtuous a life as we possibly can. And if we make a mistake, to quickly repair it. Christ has given us all the opportunity, all the graces, all the sacraments to help us in every single need, every single difficulty. All we have to do is take advantage of them. And more often than not, we fail. And we fail miserably. When something is written in the press against the church, against our faith, against Christ, every Catholic who is the ambassador of Christ, the ambassador of heaven, the ambassador of our Holy Mother, the Church, should be indignant. He should be rising up to the defense. Where are they? They are cowards. They bury their head in the sand. They want to deny their position. They're refusing to do that which they ought to do. And I find it almost ridiculous because they're ready to fight at the drop of the hat for anything else. They're ready to fight for their own pride, their own vanity. They'll fight over politics. They'll fight over a girlfriend or a boyfriend. They'll fight over what someone said about them or this or that, but when it comes to defending Christ, where are they? Where are those Catholics? who, when Christ is insulted, says, "You will not do that in my presence. I will not allow it. I will not hear it." But how many of the Catholics will join in and laugh it off as if it's some kind of big joke to insult Christ, to insult the Church, to insult our faith? They think it's funny. What has Christ said? "If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my heavenly Father." An ambassador's job is not to deny his country. Our job as ambassadors is to love. And as our catechism told us, how is it that we must love? With our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul. And if we truly love God with our whole being as we ought, we would be constantly singing the praises of Christ. We would constantly be presenting ourselves as worthy ambassadors, ready to fight and defend Him at all costs, refusing to deny Him, and constantly on our guard, so that we will not give anyone a false impression of what Christ is, of what heaven is, of what our faith is. But when people see us, they will recognize in us that we are ambassadors of Christ. They will see in us the goodness of Christ. They will see in us the goodness of our faith. I throw out the question, the challenge, where are these Catholics who live this way? Where are the saints today who count it the greatest of privileges to be a Catholic, to stand up to the world and be counted? And even if they are spit upon, even if they are mocked, even if they are ridiculed, if they are imprisoned and tortured, even if they are murdered, who will sing out with the apostles, filled with holy joy, great zeal, "I have been found worthy to suffer these things for the honor of God." If a worldly ambassador will put up with all of these things, who will defend his country, the honor, the reputation of his country, will watch his every step, how much more so ought we as Catholics, as Christ ambassadors that have been sent by God, how much more so ought we to watch our every step, live this most perfect life? How much more so ought we come to the defense of our country in our simple conversations, our daily conversations, in the media, in larger groups, wherever it may be? How much more so ought we to do this? We who call ourselves Catholics, who claim to be followers of Christ, and if we fail, we have a worse disgrace than the fallen ambassador, the worldly ambassador who fails. He leaves that country in disgrace and has to return to his own country, where he is stripped of all his honors, all his dignities, maybe even tried and imprisoned. What does the ambassador of Christ have to look forward to if he fails in his duty? He fails in his obligation. At the end of his life, He will have to give an account of this whole life that he has led, this whole life as an ambassador. What have you done? You have failed me miserably. You will be stripped of all your honor, all your dignity, and you will be cast into hell for all of eternity. It's a very frightening scene, but it is a very real one. It's time for us to consider, really and truly, to think about, meditate upon our lives here on earth as ambassadors. We were put here and we were given specific directions. Our catechism says we must know God, we must love Him, and we must serve Him. Only then can we expect an eternal reward in heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.